I'm VOA's Richard Green with your Worldwide News Update. The United States has sent a letter to Israel demanding it facilitate an immediate surge in humanitarian assistance into Gaza. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carl Abab has more.
With the humanitarian situation in Gaza worsening, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin sent a letter to their Israeli counterparts calling for concrete commitments to improve the humanitarian situation within 30 days. A failure to do so, they say, could have, quote, implications for U.S. policy. According to the U.S., a similar request was sent to Israel in April that led to increased humanitarian assistance into Gaza. But that assistance is now down by more than 50% from what it was at its peak. The administration declining this week to discuss what would happen should Israel fail to meet the letter's demands. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The Pentagon announced Tuesday that more than 800 former service members who were expelled over the military's former policy that prevented LGBTQ people from serving openly had their service records upgraded to honorable discharges. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
It's about 13,500 service members in total were affected. Many of those personnel either did not serve long enough to qualify for benefits, some already had their discharges upgraded through other means, or did not qualify for an upgrade due to other violations. The Pentagon now says that about 96% of the over 13,000 personnel affected by the policy now have received an honorable discharge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. This is VOA News. The World Bank is making changes designed to increase its lending capacity and to make its loans more affordable. The World Bank's lending arm, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, announced Tuesday it is lowering its equity-to-lending rate by 1 percentage point to 18%, a move it says will generate $30 billion in additional financing. World Bank President A.J. Banga told Reuters the bank also wants to increase its funds for the world's poorest countries through the International Development Association by more than $100 billion and as much as $120 billion.
But to get to 120, you've got to get the contributions from the rich countries to go from $24 billion to $30 billion, because that's the 4-to-1 leverage we get on top.
Banga told Reuters the reforms are recommended in an independent report prepared for the group of 20 leading wealthy and developing nations. He said the changes were also called for by the bank's shareholders, including the United States. With 3 weeks remaining before the November presidential election, former U.S. President Donald Trump repeated his pledge to impose tariffs on scores of goods imported into the country if he is reelected. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue with more.
Appearing before a friendly audience at the Economic Club of Chicago, Trump said tariffs are misunderstood.
To me, the most beautiful word in the dictionary is tariff.
Moderator John Micklethwaite, editor-in-chief of Bloomberg News, pushed back.
That is going to push up the cost for all those people who want to buy foreign goods.
Now, what's going to happen?
Simple mathematics, President Trump.
It's not. It is, but not the way you figured. I was always very good at mathematics.
Micklethwaite often struggled to keep the conversation focused on economics and business. Trump often repeated old stories and talking points about immigrants, voter fraud, and transgender athletes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris made a concerted effort Tuesday to earn the vote of black men with a set of specific pledges. That story from AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
Vice President Kamala Harris said she would decriminalize marijuana and acknowledge racial disparities for black people. That was during an hour-long radio town hall moderated by Charlemagne the God, host of the Breakfast Club show. Arrests related to marijuana, she said, disproportionately hurt black men.
And my pledge is, as president, I will work on decriminalizing it because I know exactly how those laws have been used to disproportionately impact certain populations, and specifically black men.
She also acknowledged how there's racial disparities in things like home ownership, health care, economic prosperity, and even voting for black people. I'm Haya Panjwani.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.